Bay Morning Crew, Mark and Mill. We are chatting to our very special guest, Sir Rod Stewart, this morning. So glad to have him back this Friday night. Finally!
Yes, finally. Indeed. Are you still nude after that ad break and music? Have you got underpants on yet? Are you still in the...
Still nude. I'm still waiting for my son to make me a cup of... Oh. Aiden, make me a cup of tea.
Now, Rod,
we
want to play a little game with you. It's called this. Here we go.
Give Rod the nod.
I have got a list of things that have been said about you in the press. They're just a little bit of fun. You just have to tell us if they're true or false. Are you ready?
Yeah.
You suffer from cold feet. True or false?
True.
Oh. You wash your hair every 3 days. True or false?
True.
You have a Sunday roast every week with 5 couples in LA.
True.
Holy moly.
Isn't that amazing?
You get a stress test once a year.
True.
Wow. You are a World War II buff.
True.
And finally, you've got 8 kids and you're happiest when they're all in the house and the house is noisy.
True.
Hey.
Oh, brilliant. Brilliant.
I'm also happy when they all go home as well.
Oh, Rod. Sir Rod, it's
that was,
so...
That was a good test.
There you go.
Good. Thank you.
You've got the thumbs up from Sir Rod.
I like it.
Nice. Rod Stewart, thanks so much. It's been fabulous talking to you. We know that you're pressed for time. Everyone wants a piece of you. Back in the 60s and 70s, how does backstage differ from those days to now? What's backstage on your rider, so to speak?
I don't have a big rider. You know, I have a bottle of rum, a few bottles of wine for the band. That's about it. You know, I don't have particular load of sweeties and things like that. But in the old days, I mean, you know, all the band were all in one room and crammed into a little toilet or something. Nowadays, I have a big luxurious room or a tent. It's changed differently, but I deserve it, I think.
Of course you do. Absolutely. Rod, we are very, very, very grateful to you for making up this concert Friday night for us. You mean the world to us. We're looking forward to seeing you and Cyndi Lauper and John Stevens. Stay well, and we'll hear you Friday night, okay?
Oh, well. Let me just apologise to everybody that travelled that day. A lot of people travelled a long way to get there, and I'm sorry, but we're definitely going to give you a show and a half Friday night.
Love it. Sir Rod, thank you. We love you, and we'll see you Friday.
Thanks, mate. Bye-bye.